You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, as we discussed, the Saab Monetary Policy Committee voted to reduce the repo rate for the fourth time this year from 4.25% to 3.75%, a 50 basis point reduction. As a result, we see the prime lending rate in South Africa falling from 7.75 to 7.25. And I'm joined now by Peter Worthington, Senior Economist at Absa Corporate and Investment Banking in Canada, I believe, at the moment. Peter, so thanks for joining us from all the way up in the Northern Hemisphere. What's your reaction to the cut and what impact it might have on depressed consumer confidence in the wake of COVID-19?
Well, look, I think the size of the cut was, as we and the consensus of economists had expected, 50 basis points. But what came as a surprise to me was the fact that two MPC members preferred a 25 basis point cut. And frankly, I had expected that perhaps given the gravity of the economic crisis that South Africa finds itself in, that there might actually even be a bigger cut. We felt the risks were tilted in the direction of a bigger than 50 basis point cut. But the fact that two preferred 25 signals that perhaps the MPC is sort of coming to a conclusion that it is done enough for now. Obviously, if economic deterioration conditions deteriorate further, there's plenty of scope for further rate cuts. We're very far from the zero bound, which is one of the certainly an advantage to give us some room to maneuver in the future should we need it. In terms of what it will do for consumers, listen, we think that the quantum of rate cuts that we've seen to date will push about 100 billion rand into the pockets of corporate borrowers and indebted consumers. But of course, it really only benefits those who have debt. And the reality is that the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown response to it are going to drive a number of firms to bankruptcy and will also drive a number of workers out of employment. And the hit to household incomes is very large. So obviously a rate cut is a good thing, but on its own, it's not going to prevent a very sizable and painful experience in 2020 for most households.
On the growth side, speaking of that and a painful economic experience, the Reserve Bank still reckons we're going to see a decline in GDP of around 6 or 7% and then a rebound next year off that very low base of 3.8%. That seems rather optimistic. I know it's very difficult to forecast in an environment like this. What did you make of that?
So it is very difficult to forecast. We don't know how the science will play out for the COVID-19 pandemic, whether we'll get a vaccine or a treatment early or whether it's going to come late. What implications does that have? We also don't know the degree to which we're going to get a bunch of multiplying, knock-on negative effects as weakness feeds on itself. So forecasting is incredibly challenging right now. Nonetheless, I was a little surprised at the small size of the downward revision to the SARB's GDP forecast. In mid-April, with a forecast run that would have been done in early April, they were forecasting minus 6.1%. At that time, we didn't really understand that the lockdown restrictions would be extended at a fairly restrictive level for some time with attendant negative economic consequences. And so when I read the MPC statement and heard the 7% figure, I thought, I'm a little surprised they didn't go for something larger. If they had a larger economic contraction embedded in for this year, the quarterly projection model would have presumably given a stronger signal for bigger rate cuts. You mentioned something about the bounce coming through next year. I mean, it's very clear that when you have as big a contraction this year, and assuming we don't have more lockdowns in 2021, we're going to get some positive growth rates, and that the growth rate might actually look pretty good. But it's nowhere close to anything that will get us back to the level of GDP that we enjoyed prior to the arrival of the pandemic. And I think the unfortunate reality is that we're going to see quite a while, a number of years, before we regain 2019 GDP.
Peter Worthington, senior economist at APSA Corporate and Investment Banking, with your reaction into the SARB rate cut. Unfortunately, a lot more needed to help an embattled SA Inc.